High above the river, Mary Poppins, a pretty woman with short dark hair, sits on a small puffy white cloud.
Chim-chimminy, chim-chimminy, chim-chim-chimmy, the sweep is as lucky can be. Chim-chimminy, chim-chimminy, chim-chim-chiroo, good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you. Chim-chimminy, chim-chim-chimmy, chim-chim-chiroo.
Mary Poppins sits on the cloud with a very straight back. Pulling out a compact, she powders her nose. She wears a black dress, white gloves, and a black hat with daisies stuck in the brim. Next to her, a carpet bag the size of a suitcase and an umbrella with a handle shaped like a parrot's head start to sink into the cloud. Mary pulls them back up. We float down closer and closer to people on a sidewalk beside a park. Bert, a tall, lanky man, plays a collection of instruments. An accordion in his hands, a bass drum on his back, a squeeze horn, trumpet, and harmonica all strapped to his shoulders. Strings around his ankles play the drum and cymbals each time he takes a step.
Ladies and gents, comical poem, suitable for the occasion, extemporized and thought up before your very eyes. All right, here we go. Room in for everyone, gather around. The constable is responsible.
Now how does that sound?
A police constable frowns. Bert turns to a smiling old woman.
Hello, Miss Locke, I got one for you. Miss Locke likes to walk in the park with Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
He tips his hat to Andrew, a dog.
Mrs. Corey, a story for you. Your daughters were shorter than you, but they grew.
Her daughters are 2 feet taller than she is.
Dear Miss Persimmon.
Bert looks up as a wind starts to blow.
Yes?
Winds in the east. Mist coming in. Like something is brewing. About to begin. Can't put me finger on what lies in store. But I feel what's to happen. All happened before.
He smiles, then looks around at the crowd.
I'm sorry, where was I?